am Conor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod, and I am immortal.
I'm looking for a dead guy named Nash.
You talk funny, Nash. Where are you from?
Lots of different places.
I am Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramírez. Chief Metallurgist to King Charles V of Spain.
Everybody's got their problems.
You're alive. Why didn't you die?
Hey, it's a kind of magic.
Hi. I'm Candy.
Of course you are.
Hello, and welcome to Another Time MacLeod, the only film that, I guess, now has previously been through the 1986 cult classic Highlander, scene by glorious scene.
Well, you said the only film that has. I would say it's probably the only podcast that has.
Oh, God, yeah, sorry, I'm clearly still starstruck.
And there's a very, very good reason for that slip, because, yes, you're going to tell us about the wonderful experience that you've had today. So, well, who are you?
I'm Rob Wallace, and the man who's also with me, also just spoken, is Rob Daniel.
Yes, and
we've completely forgotten how to do it. You stop doing it for like 5 minutes, and all of a sudden the whole thing goes to pieces.
It just all goes out of your head, doesn't it? Right, well, you can probably hear some background noise. So, Rob, where are we?
We are currently at Comic-Con, London Film and Comic-Con, at London Olympia, for it's an impromptu but very special episode of Another Time MacLeod.
Yeah, that's right. So, you say it's a special episode. Why is it a special episode?
It's a special episode because I've just met, officially, they are attending as guests, but I've just met Christopher Lambert and BT Edney, and Rob and I have also just unexpectedly met another Highlander cast member.
Yeah, we bumped into Campbell Muirhead through someone who seemed to be his manager.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was an unexpected treat as well, but we'll get on to him in just a bit. So, yeah, so you've now met Conor MacLeod and Heather MacLeod, and how was it?
Yeah, usually I get mega nervous. I haven't done many of these, mostly Doctor Who related, but usually I get, mega nervous. Going up to and, getting Christopher Lambert to sign this lovely bit of fan art, not that I did, that we purchased here. In fact, appropriate fan art. and asking to shake his hand, as somebody before me had done, and then going to get a photo with him, and then getting a photo with BT and E separately, and then just going up and getting her autograph afterwards. I was worried that wasn't going to be... I bought the ticket to get a photo with her and hadn't done one for the autograph and hadn't really thought about it. But no, just went and managed to get an autograph with her, and both seemed really nice and engaged, and there was a really lovely moment between the two of them. Essentially, it was Christopher Lambert's photo shoot, and then a combined Christopher Lambert BT Edney photo shoot, and then a BT Edney photo shoot, and we were piling in for the BT Edney photo shoot. They were finishing up the pair one, and they just had a nice, really nice little moment, kiss on the cheek, kind of, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So for people who don't know how it works with one of these things, when you go and have your picture taken with the stars, what was the process of that?
Essentially, I paid for it in advance because they do sell out. And then at the allocated hour, you queue up, you join the queue, and then they kind of file you past, and you pause for a moment, and you get a photo taken, you move on, and then they print your photo out and give it to you, and off you go. But there are also stalls where they sit for most of the day when they're not doing photos or taking part in a panel, and you can get them to sign things that you bring with you. It's just really nice. It's like, I spent quite a lot of time talking about these people.
It is weird, isn't it? I, for the sake of transparency, I just found myself accompanying Rob in the queue to meet Mr. Christopher Lambert when Rob got his thing signed, got his poster signed. And it was like, there you are, Christopher Lambert. We have spent over 100 hours talking about you and how wonderful you are in this film. And there you are in front of us, which is a really, really nice treat. It's a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. And so you've got two wonderful pictures, and I like the fact that you haven't played it cool in your pictures. You've played it properly. How have you played it?
I'm grinning like a loon. I always want to play it cool. I want to have the pose perfectly. It's like, yeah, but that's kind of not who I am. I'll put the photos on Twitter and on Instagram. And as people may notice in that, I'm wearing a very stylish Another Time MacLeod t-shirt.
Rob is wearing an absolutely wonderful Another Time MacLeod t-shirt. And actually, just to quickly go back to those pictures, I like it when people just don't play it cool here. It's like you're meeting your heroes, you got to show the joy. And I have to say, those pictures that you've got with you with the two of them are just joyful. As the listeners will see when you post it up onto Twitter and Instagram and whatnot. But yeah, so yeah, and anything else that you want to say about meeting Christopher Lambert and BT Edmund?
Just, you know, you're aware that you're in a situation where loads of people are filing past them and you get a second with them. But going up and getting BT Edney to sign the poster, I sort of was able to have a brief moment to say, you know, there's a podcast me and my friend do another time, McLeod's a Highlander podcast. And there was a slight maybe flash of alarm where it's like, oh my God, he's not going to ask me to come on, is he? Where it's like, no, that's just to say that, you know, it's been so wonderful talking about you in the film, the scenes that you're in, and just want to say that you're great. And I just, nice being able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I have to admit, I was watching that from the vantage point of the corner that we have squirreled ourselves into to record this. And, well, she seemed to be very, very charmed by what you were saying. And, yeah, it's really nice. I took a few pictures. So I'll have to see if they crop well so I can just get some of the in-the-wild shots of you with BT Edney rather than
security haven't come and marched me out.
And actually, having said that, so Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things is here. He's actually walked back in, so when you were meeting BT Edney, he walked back, and my God, does he have some security around him. He has five very large men around him who are like, going to take no nonsense. So yes, it is one of those things where, although, I mean, I've only been to a few of these, but I've never seen any or even heard of anything being, I don't know, inappropriate or stalkery. So I think they're quite well behaved. But then again, I don't know, people who've been to lots of them might say, no, actually, sometimes they're a nightmare, but always seems to be all right.
Yeah, I think the bodyguard's just more keeping people at a distance, just because you don't want to be getting mobbed en route to the next event. It's just,
yeah, and it only takes one to spoil it for everyone. But yes, that's just a little aside. As so, who else have we seen today at the stalls? There's Sam Jones from Flash Gordon, the one he did 42 years ago that he's actually still making quite a bit of money on.
Christopher Fairbanks,
there is from
most recently Andor, but a long and storied. He's in the Doctor Who episode Flatline, where it's a Capaldi episode where aliens start stripping dimensions out of people and reducing them to 2D and like playing with time, and he plays kind of a curmudgeonly and who else has been here?
Well, Jack Gleeson, who plays Joffrey, is signing right behind you, which is really quite amazing. Yeah, I'm not sure that I would have recognised him because he's forever Joffrey or the kid from Batman Begins. But yeah, there he is, and he seems to be having a nice time meeting his fans. Sylvester McCoy,
yeah. There's always a good Doctor Who contingent of these. And I don't know if he's here today, but Colin Baker's around. And,
oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, Sylvester McCoy, it has to be said, is ageing beautifully, as are the Highlander duo. So it's like, because we are talking about quite a few years ago now, and it's like, yeah, you look, yeah, you're still obviously those wonderful people from Highlander.
Yes, and getting to meet Campbell Muirhead.
Yeah, so tell us about that, because you were the one that kind of inadvertently got us that meeting.
Well, shout out to John Melville, and there's a guy in front of us in the queue queuing to get Christopher Lambert's autograph that had a copy of your book.
Sorry, I am completely distracted by the fact that Sylvester McCoy has just walked right behind you. It's like being in a dream.
It's called A Kind of Magic.
What a kind of magic.
I noticed that there were various autographs in there, including one of Campbell Muirhead. And I said, you got Campbell Muirhead's autograph. And actually he kind of wheeled around surprised and went, funny you should say, and basically pointed at a guy who was standing, you know, 20 feet away. And he's like, yeah, that's Campbell. And clearly friend, manager of, and kind of, introduced us to him and got Campbell to sign the book.
Yes, what did he write? What's the inscription in the book?
I think he just wrote, you know, to Rob, you know, all the best. Campbell Muirhead, Christopher Lambert's double.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's cool.
It's like, Campbell, anybody who's looking at this book needs no introduction to you. It's like, you know, you are...
Well, actually, I was going to say, to go completely against that, I was going to say, for anybody who's just listening to the podcast for the first time on this episode, because it might have popped up as a new episode, he was
Christopher Lambert's double. For, you know, all the Highland scenes. He didn't make it up to New York, I don't think.
I think it was just for the Scottish scenes.
Yeah, Scottish for the Scottish scenes, but he's got some great anecdotes in John Melville's wonderful book.
He has indeed. He comes across as like a really, really good character who has just a wonderful recollection of that time. His parts in the book are amongst the best parts of the book, and as you said, it is a great book. So it's been really cool. And I mean, other observations of the day, there are a lot of Jodie Whittaker Doctor Who's here. Like a lot, almost as many as members of the Hellfire Club. Lots of Hellfire Club t-shirts here.
I don't think I've seen any Shooty Gatwa costumes.
Well, as you said, it's probably because...
She's still the incumbent. Well, she's still the incumbent because David Tennant's back. So it's like...
Yeah, I would say that she's still the Doctor. From someone who isn't a huge fan of Doctor Who. Or, yeah, it's like, it's her, right? Still, until the new guy comes along. But, so there's that. And hasn't been... There's been cosplay from people. I think we've got RGBY next to us. So that anime. I think that's them. And there's lots of Jodie Whittaker Doctor Who's. There's a couple of other Doctor Who's. There hasn't been a lot of just other cosplay. Like, last time we came here, there was an amazing Freddy Krueger and Tina in the body bag from Nightmare on Elm Street that I so wish I'd taken a picture of. I got a picture of, but thought I'll see him again later.
Oh,
and
of course, didn't see that.
Yeah, indeed, Rob, you said you saw that on Oxford Street as well, so I think you might just be seeing what you want to see. And it's so weird that you go to that. Actually, there was a very good Rey as well, Rey from The Force Awakens, and there were some professional cosplayers here. There was some good Star Wars. There was a good Chewbacca.
Very good Chewbacca, yes, yeah.
Who was on stilts, so was about 8 feet tall. And there was a very good Princess Leia in her Endor costume. So, yeah, so it's always quite nice to come to these things. And just see the people in their very cool get-up, and as well for your experience, and to meet
three members of the movie Highlander.
What are your favourite films? So yeah, this is, yes, your kind of day because you've met all these people. Do you want to take us out on a final word?
Yeah, I guess there may be some other episodes winging your way at some point. We are still trying to figure out the new format now that the film itself is officially done. I guess other than which, all that's left to say is...
Another time, MacLeod!
Another time, MacLeod!
Brilliant.